Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last play of the game. Perry looks to his right, looks to his left, takes the shotgun snap, looking, throws, batted down, game is over. Tisdale batted it down, only fitting. Tisdale, who we thought was thrown out of the game, ends the game as he knocks it down at the goal line, and the Hokies win it. 42-35 over Miami. They'll stretch the chain out. And Georgia Tech is going to win the game. He is short by a hair's breadth. He missed it by the length, by one link. And Georgia Tech celebrates. They throw their helmets into the air.
And on the U.
And they celebrate at Hard Rock Stadium. They win the game by one link of the chain on Miami's home field. 28-21 in overtime, and Miami is stunned.
Well, they're part of the solution, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. They're part of the solution. We have, you know, we've mentioned all along, we have a very small senior class, you know. We have a very young football team. You can see through all these games, you can see the promise of the future, you know, while at the same time seeing some of the ugliness of the present. So to me, it's about understanding that, hey, there is an opportunity. This is, you know, for lack of a better word, this is a rebuild, right? I mean, this is something that, you know, we're not just picking up where we left off with great success. So to me, I think the guys in our conversation with them, even up to this point, have been excited to come be a part of the solution.
Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context, the rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding. And again, like I said, there's no concept of this year not being important, because if you look at the evidence on hand, like I mentioned, we're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything, all the same plays, all the same mistakes, whatever. So it's too close and it's too there, and our guys understand that. However, there's no doubt that there is a confidence thing. We actually talked about coming off the Virginia game about finishing the way we did against Virginia. In this team, in terms of learning how to win games against anybody, against any competition. And that's the part that we're going through right now. That's the part as a coaching staff we continue to try to stress and improve on, something I've got to do better on to get our guys to that level to do what it takes to win week in and week out, because we can see how close that we are.
Oh my God, it's worse than I thought it was going to be.
I know.
I was when I saw the question, I'm like, it can't be that bad.
I didn't think he was serious when he said four plays away from 7-0. I thought it was just a joke.
Much worse than I thought it was going
to
be.
I listened to half the quote during the last break, and I was just like, what is this?
That was so bad.
Can you play the quote again?
But just end it after
music?
End it after the four plays.
Right, yeah, we don't need the rest of it.
He goes on to a bunch of gobbledygook.
Yeah.
I want when he says, it's a rebuild of our confidence, and we're four plays away from 7-0. Because I don't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context, the rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding. And again, like I said, there's no concept of this year not being important, because if you look at the evidence on hand, like I mentioned, we're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked.
Jesus Christ.
That was on with Joe Rose on 560 The Joe.
Sir. Manny, my man. What was taken out of context? We played the cut. I'd love to know. A rebuild of our confidence. A rebuild of our confidence. What does that even mean? A rebuild of our confidence. When you look at this, first of all, sir, okay, if I may, you need a rebuild of confidence? The guy who said you can either come to Miami or get your ass kicked by Miami? That's the guy who needs a rebuild of his confidence?
The rules that we live by here at UM. You can come to Miami
and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
Gotta rebuild it. Gotta rebuild that confidence. Like, if anybody...
He's obviously confident. They're four plays away from being perfect.
Look, if you were to tell me that was a question about Bubba Baxter, which it was not, and you want to talk about rebuilding confidence, okay. I mean, you've already thrown him off the side and replaced him with McKickin, but hey.
And then when McKickin missed, they went back to Bubba Baxter.
Right. So... You want to talk about building confidence?
There was no chance.
Something tells me you might want to go back and get the blueprints. I'm just saying. You don't seem to be fantastic at rebuilding confidence either. Let's just say that's what you were saying, which you were not. Come on, man. Like you're starting to sound like a guy who's in above his head. Like
it's not that.
It is though. It is.
It's not here. It's a guy who doesn't understand how hard it is. And so what you do is you can have a level of confidence when you come into this job, right? Without putting yourself out there to the point where if it doesn't go well, you're here. Okay. Backtracking, trying to save your ass.
But even if you were in a moment of honesty and you said, you know what? I thought I was going to be able to pick up and where we were a couple of years ago and things were going
right.
to be fine.
Okay,
even if that was the case.
Right.
And now you realize it's a rebuild. Don't then go on a radio show. Don't go and say, "Oh no, that's media mumbo jumbo. That's not what the question was. That's not what I meant."
Fake news.
You guys know what I meant.
Rebuild is fake news.
I meant rebuild the confidence.
Here's the problem. Another problem is that most coaches that are rebuilding never admit to it.
Yeah.
And that's where most coaches that evaluate their team and understand where their team is, they handle it accordingly. Like you knew for a fact, before this year started, it could be a struggle offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put yourself out there then. Let's get better. Hey, we need to get better offense. The tape is out there from last year. You know where you had your struggles.
Transfer portal, bro.
That's part of what being honest about your situation is. So before you go out there and say certain things, you have to have a level of self-awareness to understand where you are.
But okay, even with all of that, here's the thing that I find infuriating.
Right.
Okay, let's say he has a level of self-awareness. Which I thought, okay, let's turn Saturday.
He was here. Okay. How could he? He should be the most aware.
Right. So let's say he now has the realization, oh, bleep, we're a lot further away than I thought we were. Then, after you realize everybody's mad at you saying that you're telling the truth, you're going to say, oh, no, media took my words out of context. That's infuriating.
Right.
That's infuriating. Because when are you going to have accountability if that's the case?
No, I mean... I think you're onto something because let's say Manny comes in and goes and thinks that he can turn around what was a poor season last year. They got blown out in a bowl game. He thinks he could turn it around.
Everybody has to own 7-6. That's what he said.
I mean, he thinks he could turn it around, right? Fine. He's got all the swag and it's hashtag TNM and we're all buying in. But now he gets
you.
Okay, fine. But now he gets to the point where he sees the reality and he's like, man, I was wrong. Then be honest with that and stay with that. Don't just crap. The athletic director or this person or that person is telling me, you know what, that's a bad look. You gotta go back on that.
We all do that. How many of us readily admit we're wrong?
Okay, but let's even say it's like you're rebuilding confidence. Okay, so you're yo-yoing the quarterbacks. You won't tell us whether or not guys are healthy or not.
You won't say who your guy is or not.
Then you come down to kicking, which is maybe one of the biggest positions of confidence on the field. You're putting in a dude who goes he doesn't hit a kick that's past 40 yards in his life,
and you've ruined Bubba Bax's confidence. If he ever
Bubba Bax has no confidence, you can't rebuild that.
I don't need it. Hey, wait, hold on. I don't need Bubba Baxter to have confidence. I need him to have some bleeping talent.
Yeah, but you know that one goes with the other in kicking.
For the Baltimore Ravens.
Sorry.
Really?
The headlines.
Really? Really?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
What do you
think? I thought I had to read something, but I didn't.
Okay.
Hey, I was like wondering, he's over there signaling like, I felt like you were in the huddle. Go! Go!
I was like,
I was giving Beast the signal to steal third.
Like, are we hot? Like, is it a hot
steal read? Third? You think you'd get there by the end of the show?
No. And I'd end up in a boot. The Miami Dolphins lost yesterday, 31-21. They go to 0-6. Tanking still on. Who we're tanking for, we have no idea, but tanking still on. Christian Wilkins got kicked out of the game with 31 seconds in.
Oh, my God.
No, not with.
Somebody. Or no, in 31 seconds. Because yeah. He threw a punt. He decided to throw a punt.
That's like getting kicked off on kickoff.
That was the only non-need that was.
Dude, that's so indisciplined.
It was a light punt.
Is that a swag penalty?
Yes.
No, I mean,
I don't know if it's a swag penalty. All I know is this guy doesn't like to play within the rules of hitting.
Is this within his realm of things that
he's building a resume. He's building a resume where he gets a little bit too handsy with people's body cavities after plays. He has a German suplex in his bag of tricks, and now a punch to get him thrown out in 30 seconds. So I like Christian Wilkins. Seems like a good dude. Very charismatic. Coach thinks highly of him. However, yeah, I would say that he's a big fan of the extracurricular activities when it comes to after plays. Mm-hmm. And those seem to have no limitations. What a weekend.
I know. I'm just kind of digesting it all. And
what a weekend.
Dallas beat Philadelphia last night 37-10. Resurgence of the Cowboys. We'll see what happens there. The Heat, they got some issues.
Jesus.
Got some freaking issues.
That's not an issue.
It's just one issue. It's a issue.
That's not a issue, because you can honestly sit here and justify he wasn't going to make that much of an impact anyway.
We're talking about Deion Waiters. Tobin, you want to explain?
Yeah, Deion Waiters got suspended because he was being a crybaby, because he saw his minutes slipping by each Kendrick Nunn bucket.
So he was being Hassan.
He was being Hassan. But, like, he's being Hassan in a way where, like, hey, man, you know, we're going to give you a good role. Like,
right. It's not like he's not going to get minutes.
We're going to give you some run. Like, he was going to be in the rotation.
You think that pisses him off even more is that we have a guy that we're putting him in a situation where he's going to get more opportunities than he would get in any other situation, and he's mad? You think they just got to be so annoyed by that?
I think he thinks he's Jimmy Butler. I think he's crazy. I think he thinks he's Jimmy Butler.
We interviewed him. Of course he thinks that.
I think he's upset because he's like, what do you mean? It's supposed to be me. We got the big two. We got there's big two pairs all over the league now. There's Kawhi and Paul George, and there's LeBron and Anthony Davis, and there's Jimmy Butler and Deion Waiters. That's what he thinks.
Samesies.
He's looking around and he's like, look at this league of duos that's just getting built all over the place.
Wait, and my question to you is, we interviewed him. What makes you think anything else? That's just the way he is.
I would hope after a year. I would hope after 2 years of your ankle not working, you're getting a little chubby. I would hope that just like, you know what, bounce back year. He's probably on into it.
He's probably thinking, oh man, my ankle's healthy. I'm in shape. Me and Jimmy Butler are gonna be balling.
Except Jimmy Butler's best friend is 19-year-old Tyler Hero, and he loves him. I mean. Listen, you have this clip, Robbie. Can you get Jimmy Butler praising Tyler Hero yesterday? He was at practice, and he went on this just like manifesto of Tyler Hero praise, and he just goes, this kid's got the goods. He don't give a bleep. I don't give a bleep. I love Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's my favorite. And it's just like, oh, well, let me get this straight. If he loves Tyler Hero, the Heat loves Tyler Hero. Deion Waiters sitting here like, oh, I thought it was going to be me and Jimmy Butler. Instead, what he decides to do is, I'm going to get suspended, and then I'm going to go on Instagram, and when somebody brings up the idea of Tyler Hero being ahead of me, I'm going to go LOL, LOL, LOL. I'm laughing out loud at that idea. Except what they did was they sent you ass home. And that was, by the way, they sent you ass home for your antics on the bench. That was before your little Instagram rampage that you went on, which, by the way, he also did the thing where he took away the flame emojis on his Instagram name. So that officially means he's done with the Heat because he's liking comments about waving or trading him, and the truth will come out, and oh, you guys will see. We won't see.
He's going to get suspended.
Really?
We won't see. We won't see. Yeah, he's probably going to get suspended longer, to be honest with you. He probably is.
We all know Leber can't change the spots. Deion is what he is. I mean, but it's this thing in sports. Like, it's a team game, right? But he's making this all about him. Like, yeah. Like that he's making it sound like the only way the team, or he does he even care about the success of the team?
No. He cares about the success of Deion. He wanted to get in here. He wanted to get in here, get all the shots, get himself right. Oh, my contract's up. I can opt out, get me a Supermax. I see all them Supermaxes flying around. Dude, you're going to be lucky to get a multi-year deal after this. I swear.
Question. Now, this is a texter.
Yep.
And I want to know how you feel about this.
Hit me.
Waiters should be mad. He's the second best player on the team. Y'all can say what y'all want. He's the only guy other than Butler that can get his and close the game.
No, guys. Okay. Just because you can get your own shot doesn't make you the second best player on the team. It makes you good at a skill set, but he goes and he'll go rely on Deion Waiters to be your best player. You think you're making the playoffs?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so there's a large gap between him and Jimmy Butler.
No, not disputing that. Not disputing that at all. Plus, Jimmy Butler is one of the more elite two-way players.
Also, you're Goran Dragic, right? You're adorable. You're Slovenian. You've done some things in this game, right? You're Goran Dragic. You've been third-team All-NBA. Made an All-Star game.
All-Star, yeah.
Okay. You've actually been given a near-max contract from the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. Hello. You've seen as the years gone on, your role reduced. Mainly because of injury. Because of age and injury. So wear and tear, they're like, hey, Gogi. Yes. I got an idea. How about we put you in this reserve role, but you're going to be the most Gogi in that role than we've ever seen. Okay. Gogi like. I get my suits. I look nice. I look very handsome, nice. No problem, Spo.
Happy life, happy wife.
Happy wife, happy life. Good knee. Okay, Spo. Happy.
We have beef.
So he's cool with it, and he's done stuff in this game. He has accomplishments in this game. All Deion has is three baskets in a 25-game run that got him a $50 million contract. And the idea that he's better than Gordon Hayward. And he wants to sit here and be like, well, I'm owed this. Politics. The truth will come to light. It's like, nah, the truth is you're Deion Waiters. You're always going to be Deion Waiters, and that's it.
Hey, there's more. Deion Waiters see the world in a cartoon and refers to himself in the third person. Like, just a little cartoon Philly cheese.
I don't live in this. Like, I would like Deion Waiters to be a part of this team in what I would like Deion Waiters to do. I would like Deion Waiters in certain situations to get you a clutch basket and maybe get a run and be an offensive book. I don't want Deion Waiters taking 30 shots a game. And that's what he wants. It's the only way. It's the only
world
where he's
going to be
happy.
And that team doesn't operate here like that.
No.
That team doesn't operate with you. I mean, how many times did LeBron have over 30 shots?
I don't know, man.
D-Wade. Like, they just don't. That's not how they operate.
There's like you have them all talking about Jimmy. But what do they love about Jimmy Butler? Unselfish. Unselfish to a fault. Love the fact. Jimmy, hey, we kind of need you to score more here. But he wants to get all his teammates involved. It's like Deion Waiters is like, yeah, my teammates involved is them watching me take shots. I'm like, oh, you know, and the thing that I find just disappointing about it, yes, you should just know Deion Waiters is going to Deion Waiters, right? And yes, Riley, huge gaffe given all these four-year contracts. There can be no mistake about that. He has to own fault in that. There's no doubt about that. But I find it flabbergasting that all of these guys who come here and have gotten these fat cat contracts, you know, they got here when everybody was casting them off and they put them in a place where they were able to be successful. And then they think, oh, no, no, now I'm going to do success on my terms, not the team's terms. And that's what's annoying about it. We're back after this.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life.
And we got our radiothon coming up on November 13th. All of us here at The Ticket and our sister stations, we're going to be broadcasting from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon, bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of the Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, and that is to build a world without cancer. Tune in all day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. to hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, all live on air throughout the day. Heat players and coaches are going to join us as well. Let's come together as a community and join the Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us, because it's us versus cancer. For more information and to get a much-needed donation in, go to heathelpcure.org. Got a couple of things coming up for you prize-wise later on today's show. First, in about 35 minutes, we will give you a chance to win $1,000 with the code word of the day.
Yeah.
So you got that coming up as well. We also have the Miami International Audio. That's our show. When it works.
When you can hear it. Yeah.
When it works. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Miami International Auto Show coming up November 1st through the 10th at Miami Beach Convention Center. Tickets are available at MiamiAutoShows.com. But before the end of today's show, we'll give a 4-pack away to the Miami International Auto Show. We have a 4-pack a day throughout the week to give away to that. So be on the lookout for that. Texter chimes in. He says... Waiters, the last 20 of 22 games last season, out of shape and fat, like y'all said, was arguably, reload, that's awesome, was arguably the best player on the team other than Wade. Check the numbers. Also, Waiters is 10 times better at defense than Hero. The Rockets had Hero falling all over the floor on Friday. He thought he was cleaning it. One, Deion Waiters should be better than Tyler Hero right now. He's 27. Tyler Hero's 19. So, I don't know what kind of coup you want to put to that to Deion Waiters. Also, congruent with that, Deion Waiters. Okay, let's go look at the numbers from last year, the last 22 games. All right? He was a 42% field goal shooter. Good three-point shooter. He shot. He took 7.3 threes a game that last 22 games, this magic number that you decide to throw out there. 40%. Okay? So he was putting up 13.5 points a game, just under three assists, just under three rebounds. All right, fine. It's a fine player. It's a fine player. In today's game, it's a fine player. But the problem is, what does that say of you as a player when you think that you have the demands to go out and make sure that he do start you and don't like the role and demand roles and demand all these things when you're second best to a 37-year-old on a team that didn't make the playoffs? Like, what stature of the NBA are you at that point?
And at no point when he's played his best have the Heat ever made the playoffs.
Right. Correct.
So that you know, the one unfortunate thing about sports is that no matter what, if you don't reach that optimum goal at the end of the year, there are going to be some changes. Whether it's with playing time, whether it's with players, whether it's with coaches, whether it's with schemes or something, there's going to be change. So if you're one of the five players or one of the six or seven players that has played the last couple of years and you haven't made the playoffs, best believe better players are going to be brought
in.
No doubt.
No doubt. And like, that's the thing that just is infuriating. When you're looking at the Heat and you're trying to figure out, all right, what is everybody's best role? What suits them the best? And this guy's like, oh, no, no, I'm not on those terms. It's like, all right, well, great. What do we do here? So the only thing that's going to make Deion happy is if he gets all the shots and all the late baskets, because that's what he thinks.
Again, that's the Carmelo disease. That's why nobody touches Carmelo with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
Because of that attitude right there.
You want to know something? He's never been close to Carmelo Anthony.
No.
Like, no. Not no. A whiff within Carmelo. Like,
right.
Okay, Carmelo Anthony, he can have those feelings. At least Carmelo Anthony is a Hall of Famer, a perennial All-Star,
right,
a scoring champion. At least he's done that. At least Carmelo gone to the playoffs. Carmelo Anthony's taken a team to the Western Conference Finals. Carmelo Anthony has some credentials. What are Deion Waiters' credentials? What are they? Other than having a massive ego and a cool nickname, what are his credentials?
Question for you.
Other than everybody's out to get him.
If Deion Waiters just decided, hey, I'm leaving, I'm out, like I'm just going to go on like a long walk in Australia, would this team be markedly worse?
No.
Would you miss him?
Kind of. I like.
Other than his...
Because here's the thing. When Philly Cheese has those fun moments, it is fun. Being on the Philly Cheese coaster is fun.
There's only a handful of players that can fill it up like him. There's more players that can do it more consistently.
100%.
But when he gets like, hot, it's like, forget what you saw about with Tyler Hero. That Philly Cheese has had moments like that.
No doubt. But the thing is, like, dealing with all the other stuff
right. Is
such a pain in the ass. Right. If you're Eric Spoelstra, you're like, yeah, is it worth those 4 or 5 games a year where he gets
unbelievably
nuclear hot?
No.
No!
Plus there's redundancy. There's other people that can play that position.
Yeah, Spoelstra got Gaga eyes over Kendrick Nunn. He's just like, oh, I got Deion Waiters, but I got him hungry on a minimum deal.
But here's the deal. That's what got you in this situation in the first place.
The key is not to give Kendrick Nunn a max deal.
But that's what got him in this situation. Who felt 30-11?
Yeah, I know. Ooh. I know.
Hassan.
They listen 100%. They've been into their culture hard. And like, you know, the idea, you know, one texter wrote in, it might have even been the same guy, where he's like, well, the Heat, you know, you keep saying that, you know, the Heat, they needed the Heat to get to this point, which they did. But the Heat needed them, too, because they're best players. It's like, I'll buy that argument. Let's say I buy that argument for Hassan Whiteside, because Hassan Whiteside had multiple max deals, all right? Multiple max deals. The problem with Hassan Whiteside, didn't want to evolve with the game. Like, he didn't realize that he was being aided,
right.
that the game was going away from him, and he thought that, oh, okay, well, what makes it better is what I should do is I should shoot more threes. It's like, no. Like, you know, you could be within an offense. You could set better screens. You could not be a pain in the ass to play with. You could not mope. You could play your ass off.
Right.
All of that stuff. It's like, you could have been better with that. With Deion Waiters and James Johnson, like, find me the other deals that were there. Find them for me. Find me the 4-year deals for those two guys. Riley told you. He's like, I had caveat deals for him. Like, if we didn't get Gordon Hayward 4-year deals, if we did 2-year deals. Which blows my mind to begin with. I'm just like, what? What does this mean? What do you mean you get if we get this guy, you get 4-year deals? Huh? That's crazy.
No obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Yeah, there are Kendrick none. That's what he was saying.
You guys made fun of me.
Foreshadowing. No, we made fun of you for the timing of your question, Ira Windeman. It was poor. Now ask all the Kendrick Nunn questions you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now totally appropriate.
Okay.
Totally appropriate. Not when you asked it. Timing is everything.
I was ahead of the curve, man.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Knew what was going on.
Nope.
You guys just aren't dialed in like I am.
Nope. You pulled up an Ask Ira question and from like four months ago, and you're like, oh, it's Kendrick Nunn. He's a guy.
Hey, what's this? You hear the story about this? Was it Kelechi Osemele?
Hmm?
The Jets player.
No.
Jets play tonight.
No, what happened?
So he got injured against the Patriots, right?
They played him already a few games ago.
Okay.
He says he has a torn labrum. The Jets say he's fine to play.
Oh, I saw this story. Yeah, you're right.
They are now fining him for not playing.
Oh.
This has Gase written all over it.
But wait. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
About they have meetings about your injury and what you should and should be able to do, and then they just move straight ahead without consulting you.
And there's
you.
Something with like a – he went to get a second opinion.
He got a second opinion. Well, here. The agent said, look. Here's what the issue is. He has a torn labrum.
Yeah.
Nobody's disputing that. The Jets feel he can play. He says he needs surgery.
Well, he says he's in too much pain to play.
Right.
Which, you know,
torn labrum.
Right. Like, I don't know. I tend to agree with the player in this situation.
But like, why isn't, well, caveat. What?
Did you not read the whole story before you?
No, I did not. Because, no, keep in mind that all the while I was getting this story was on TV during the weekend. And I made a mental note.
Play the sound. Okay.
No.
This wasn't on our TV. This was over the weekend.
No,
this
was over the weekend. You started reading a week article.
I've read like three articles, and this is the first time I got to this portion.
All right, we'll get to the portion.
He had a pre-existing injury.
Uh-huh.
And said he could play. He was cleared by team doctors, and the independent doctor or source said. Then he re-injured it, then got more opinions, and the doctor suggested he have surgery.
Is it really that much of a caveat?
It's not really a caveat.
It is.
No, I mean, like,
okay, if one of the terms, wait, if one of the terms of you clearing,
there are obstacles.
If one of the terms of you completing the trade is you having this injury and saying you can play, and then a couple of weeks into it saying now you can't play, how's the team supposed to go about that?
Times are different from 2 weeks.
I guess.
Little pride tank yesterday. Next.
Singletary, the running back. Allen back to throw. Blitz coming. Need him. Got him by an arm, but couldn't put him down. He's still on his feet, rolling to his right, still running, and finally dropped at the 21-yard line.
He must have got a ray of 25 guys.
And that's Taco Charlton with his third sack of the year.
Boy, they're all running at him, all the defensive backs and
everybody
trying to get him, all missing him.
Everybody had a shot.
Needham had him initially. He got away from him. The Buffaloes, the lead is 99-80 in yardage, but the Dolphins now third and half a yard for the first down. Bilal is the running back at the Buffalo 3-yard line. Fitzpatrick under center, and he hands it to Bilal up the middle. He's got the first down and toward the end zone. Looks like he'll be just shy of it.
Yeah, he's out.
Now the officials come in and say touchdown.
Yes.
What a delayed call there. Waiting to see. Get away from the pile there. Well, what a nice drive by the Miami Dolphins. And Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The Dolphins 2 of 3 on third down conversions. Here they face a 3rd and 3 from the Bills' 12-yard line, trailing 9-7 with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. Walton, the running back, play action fake. Fitzpatrick rolls to his right, dumps it to a running back, and he's going to walk into the end zone. That's Parker, and he dives and he gets in.
What a play!
Touchdown!
Oh, what a break call! By Coach Chad O'Shea that time, the coordinator, Devontae Parker, wide open. I'll tell you what, Devontae does a nice job. He's a little bit short of that touchdown. Make sure he got his body in there.
Fake to
Fitzpatrick. Blitz Cummins got to get away from it. Does. He's a magician. He's going to run with it. The 10, the 5.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
He put his head down and banged the defender to the ground.
He knew there was going to be a collision at the goal line, but he got in.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, those guys love him, man.
About 25-yard run. 36 years old. Lowers his shoulder and bangs in.
Well, I thought he was getting sacked again, and the guy couldn't hold on to him. That's Hughes. Can't hold on.
Guys, you're planning the next vacation? Let JetBlue Vacations take you there. Go to the tickets contest page. Click on JetBlue Vacations Weekend Trip Getaway. And register for your chance to win a JetBlue Vacations package, 2 round trip, travel certificates, and a $1,000 certificate for hotel, car rentals, or activities. Blackout dates, terms and conditions apply. That was all your calls on 560 The Joe yesterday. What a gang. Pride Tank, though. Good job, boys, yesterday.
The song, by the way, Pride.
Yep. This is Pride. Hey, Leroy, I called in with my picks. I told you. I was leaning back on you, baby. You said 17 points ridiculous for the Bills.
Yeah, come on, man.
And I was with you. I said Pride. Dolphins are stepping up with Pride.
It's not even a Pride game. Forget who they're playing. You're telling me
Bills
right now, the Buffalo Bills are 17-point favorites over anybody? Get out of here.
If I were to look over the landscape of the NFL right now, they got to be the biggest phonies out there, right?
The Bills?
Yeah.
I mean, they have wins against the Dolphins, the Bengals.
They're 5-1. I'm trying to think. Like,
I would say who?
I mean, you have here are the first and second place teams. You have New England, Bills, and the AFC East.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Look at their schedule. They got the easiest schedule in football.
Bills are phonies.
So they're going to be 11-5, and everybody's going to be wow.
You have the Ravens at 5-2, and then the second place team in the North is 2-4. It's Cleveland.
And they beat the Ravens handily.
Yep. You have the Colts and Texans. I think they're both Colts are 4-2.
Only one team. Only one team's coming out of that division. Only one team's coming out of the AFC
North.
North.
Chiefs are 5-2. Raiders are 3-3.
Yeah.
Chiefs. The Raiders are not there yet.
Cowboys are 4-3. Eagles are 3-4. They played each other last night.
Only one team's coming out of that division.
That's,
also,
yeah, that's a garbage big pile division. Of mediocre. That entire division.
There's your playoff teams for the East.
All right, Packers. Here's the competition for Bills phonies. That's what I think. Packers are 6-1. I think they're legit. Vikings 5-2. Good roster. Kirk Cousins.
He's been on fire.
He has been since they shamed him.
Right.
See, shaming can work. Shaming can work.
No, if it comes from within, not if it comes from you.
Nah, I disagree.
Hey, listen to the radio.
Wait, but look. Here's what I'll say. There's a level of respect that you can have depending on what your relationship is from another player on the team. And clearly, everybody was talking about how disgruntled, Diggs?
Von Diggs?
Adam Thielen.
No, Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Diggs, yeah, Diggs.
How disgruntled he was after the first couple of weeks.
Right.
But guess what? The next week, he had 7 catches for like 160.
Yep.
So, clearly, he was on to something. But if you respect those people that they're not just talking to talk, they're talking to win, then you can get something done. And guess what? Kirk Cousins, ever since that moment, on fire.
His last 2 weeks, Stephon Diggs, 8 catches, 142 yards, and the week before that, 7 catches, 142 yards this past Sunday. The week before that, 7 catches, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Right. After he said, I'm all about winning, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yep. So, Vikings, not bigger frauds than the Bills.
No. Because guess what? Didn't they win the division last year?
Six.
Didn't they go to the NFC Championship game?
No, last year they didn't make the playoffs.
Wait, last year?
Last year they didn't make the playoffs. The year before when they had Case Keenum, they had that miracle play.
That's right. Okay.
Saints 6-1. Teddy Bridgewater, baby.
Yeah. If there's a perfect example of how fitting into a system can make you better than maybe you are, is that not it?
And maybe Ryan Tannehill.
What system do they have? Dude, that ain't a system.
I mean, they were terrible with Marcus Mariota.
No, I'm just saying, that ain't a system.
Because I was thinking about this, because Teddy Bridgewater did shoot you down once this offseason.
What do you mean?
Well, I was wondering, what do you think about the idea of instead of doing the whole tank thing, what if you go and sign Teddy Bridgewater and then use all your picks?
No.
Because you think he's only a product of Sean Payton?
No, I just think there's certain systems that fit people. One of the reasons why he didn't come down here in the offseason, right, is like, that's a good gig.
No. I think he didn't come down here in the offseason because he knew that, like, they weren't going to really be invested in him.
Man, quarterbacking is like coaching. Like, there's only 32 of them.
Nah. They got shut down a lot. They got shut down by Tyrod Taylor. I mean, remember, like, Fitzpatrick was like their fourth choice.
Right.
It's like their fourth choice, man. So if you are the Dolphins, you get a coach that fits him well, all right, maybe offensively. Maybe Chad O'Shea works his magic around him. I'm just I was just throwing it out there for you. I still want to tank. I'm just like, hey, maybe Leroy like this idea. A more committed Teddy Bridgewater. Hometown guy.
No. I don't think you
all right, fine.
No. Why would let me ask you a question. And would you rather be a backup and have success and get an opportunity to play with a quarterback who's probably maybe a couple of years left? Or do you want to go somewhere and be a starter, get a nice check, but only be there for a couple of years because you know the team is probably not?
Yeah, but this is the thing. I feel like it was more – like we have to say, even because I know you've never been a huge believer in Teddy Bridgewater – but now he has proven himself a little bit more, right?
No, he has.
So now that he's proven himself a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
investing in him, maybe not such a bad idea.
Nope, but I think he'd still rather be the backup and wait for Drew Brees.
Just wait for it to be over.
Yep. Because he's already in an environment where he's had success.
But let's say he doesn't. Let's say he would hit the market.
Right.
And he would be interested in coming here.
Right.
Would you be more interested in that or going after the rookie?
Not here.
Why?
Because you're getting ready to bring a rookie in.
No, I'm saying alternative.
Tua.
Instead of
tanking for Tua.
Right.
Use your picks. No. Use your picks on positions.
I'm gonna
pay Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm going to tell you right now, under no circumstances, none, I don't care if Tom Brady becomes available, to the Dolphins with that first pick, not pick a quarterback.
No. You can't sign Tom Brady and then draft a quarterback number one.
You still draft the quarterback number one.
What?
Are you out of your bleeping mind?
This goes against everything that you said.
This town would go ballistic.
Nope. You say, boys, this is the new plan. So you're telling me if you went and you got Aaron Rodgers, this town would go ballistic if you didn't take a quarterback number one?
Yep.
You're crazy.
How long is Aaron Rodgers going to play? Three years?
4 years.
No, four?
Do you see him this weekend? He looks amazing.
Yo, okay.
With a bunch of his receivers out.
I know. He's so good.
Question.
He's so good.
Okay. 2 or 3 years tops.
3 years tops?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, is he younger than Brady, right? Yeah, he's like four years.
Hey, Everybody's younger than Brady.
Even some coaches. So what I'll say is that when he gets 37, 38, because he's been banged up a little bit more. He's been sacked a lot more. So it's not just a foregone conclusion. He's going to play till he's 40. So let's not look at that. He's 34 now? That sounds about right, right?
I'm just saying, different situation. Like, you know, Bridgewater's proven himself a little bit more. Okay. Dolphins be a little bit more gung-ho on investing in him. Not the half-assed, come on in, get the opportunity. He's your guy. And then you use all the picks.
I don't care.
To soup it on up.
I don't care.
Robbie?
I don't care who you sign.
21 needs.
I don't care who you sign.
Okay, but he's 20.
Hold on.
He's 20.
Hold on. And then
you got three first-round picks.
I don't care who you bring in. If you don't take a quarterback with the first pick after all the stuff I've had to go through,
there's gonna
be a problem.
We zagged. We were gonna zig, we're zagging.
Don't care.
Hey, it wouldn't be that crazy.
It's not that crazy, right? I don't think it's that. Like, look, I agree. They're definitely going with the tanking plan.
Somebody said, hey, Teddy isn't that good, guys. You like him because he's local.
No.
He's been pretty good this year.
He's on a good team.
The 5-0.
He's on a good team.
He is on a good team.
He's been good, though.
He's on a good team.
I understand. But he's been better than you thought he was?
I would say I thought they would struggle more. Yes. Yeah. Like
pretty good?
He's been good. Like, I'm not calling him good enough to give him the Matt Flynn contract. He's only had five starts.
He definitely deserves it more than Matt Flynn.
Okay. Now, are you saying that because he's local? Because the results aren't as good as Matt Flynn.
I do think it is a cool story. I mean,
Matt Flynn just had one game where he threw six touchdowns in week 17. That's what got him that contract.
He did it twice! Not once! He had, what, 400 yards twice! Put it this way. He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo has been so far.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.